Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Oh, the media is just in heaven. In heaven is just the first step to getting Donald Trump Jr. under arrest. Can't take it anymore. I mean, it's not going to subside. Let's ignore all of the capital crimes committed by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. And I mean capital crimes. Let's focus on who met with whom in Russia. I'm not dismissing it as something that doesn't have any importance or import. On a scale of 1 to 100, when Hillary and Bill did 100 being the worst, they're at about 90. Trump is in single numbers. And none of these involved anything with any illegality yet because there's no corroboration. But those miserable, rotten leftists who care more about getting Trump out of office than they do about this country are making the mistake of their lives. Because eventually, and this is what I fear, eventually they could succeed because there is nobody in the Republican Congress who's willing to stand up and fight for Trump. I hate the word bipartisanship because it'll never exist. So when they get out there and talk about it, we're going to have a bipartisan, it's baloney. It's like saying the Palestinians and Israelis will ink a peace deal today. It's never going to happen in my lifetime. It may never happen. The lines are drawn too tight. But let me try to explain it this way. You remember when Barack Obama got elected in the second tour or something, he was traveling around and he gave the famous speech at Cairo, and basically it amounted to kissing everyone's you-know-what. It amounted to apologizing for everything America has done, and it's leading from behind. So if leading from behind was satisfactory, what about putting America first? No, it's not. Because we might offend someone. So this is quite a while when Barack Obama began to snuff out the beacon of freedom that America has exemplified all these years. And what's Trump done? As a legitimate, loving patriot of this country, he's relit the flame. He doesn't need this. He and his family now are the constant subject of criticism, ridicule, and the result of many death threats going their way. I wouldn't want to live that way. It wouldn't be worth the presidency. Just give me $1 billion. I don't know whether he's got two, four. And, I mean, you can live doing anything you want forever. Barack Obama had his famous apology tour. Again, seeking all this forgiveness for what America has done. Oh, he went after torture. He went after slavery. He created the racial tensions, or accentuated the racial tensions we have. Now, I'm going to get to Donald Trump Jr. and the latest big story swirling around Washington. But I kind of want to lay the groundwork here. Obama had an agenda before he was president of the United States. And he has engaged or disengaged in activities that have hurt this country. You just take a look at ISIS in case anybody doesn't know. They just lost Mosul. They get their area is shrinking and shrinking. Their funding is disappearing. And Obama used to say, we'll contain them. You know what Trump said? We'll wipe them out. You don't hear that in the news. You may hear about what's going on in Mosul. But nobody turns and says, look what Donald Trump has done. They don't do it. Had an explosion of slavery and rape and trafficking from South and Central America. Do you know why? Give you 5 seconds. Barry Obama's heartless open borders policy, which if Hillary Clinton had become president, would have opened up for hundreds of thousands without being vetted. Wake up. That segment of America that can't get this. Remember, he went to Egypt? And he actually revealed, the, you know, being the son of a Muslim. I mean, I think it goes much deeper. He may not be practicing, but if Barack Obama isn't a Muslim Brotherhood follower, then I'd be shocked. And this is who the people of this country were stupid enough to elect. I'm not the brightest guy in the world. Why when this came on did I say, oh my God, stay away from this guy? And it didn't have anything to do with his color. And if I were a critic of the media, I know it's easy to say, or I remember Congress, I wouldn't hesitate to go after Barack Obama and then shun anyone who did call me a racist. But we're too scared. You know why? Politicians are too scared. They haven't got the guts to stand up for what's right. Obama talked about how many great contributions the Muslims have made to this country for hundreds of years. Excuse me. Somebody tell me one. Either the press says, well, President Obama, in a press conference, you said that the Muslims have made great contributions. Can you name 5 of them? Nobody calls him. When you know you're not going to be called on anything, you just continue the distrustful statements. And then he was talking about it. He was the one responsible to fight against negative stereotypes of Islam, wherever they appear. Believe he peddled himself as a constitutional scholar. No wonder he experienced all of these suppressive actions by the Supreme Court during his presidency, but the dear leader could go around all of this either with executive orders or just doing as he saw fit. And yet Trump can't. I don't, you know, first of all, I bet Obama has never read the Constitution. He's what's known as a BSer. And he never understood the notion of self-governance. This is what America was founded on. He gave the United States, and I'm laying all this down because I hope before this show is over, I certainly have the opportunity to explain what's going on with Donald Trump Jr., And oh my God, the collusion with the Russians, and he could be jailed for this, and what a scandal it is. Let me just say, who cares what's been going on? I won't stop clinging to this. Okay, I'm getting far ahead of myself here. Obama gave, as I continue on, all his wonderful, quote, contributions. He gave Obamacare to the government, or he tried to give us totally government run of the Obamacare. It's a term that's equatable to socialized medicine and rationed health care. What was wrong with the system we had, which was the best in the world? Socialized health care has failed in England, failed in Canada. You know, you got a serious life-threatening ailment, you got to wait in line. You got to wait in line. If you have one here, other than maybe getting a heart transplant or a liver, you know, you've got to have the right match. You get attended to right away. We can talk about 22 million people who were in COVID. Now, I don't know all the specifics here. So if there's 20 million people that aren't covered on the new one until we figure out how to do it, no worse than Obamacare. All the exchanges are leaving. I'll have to continue. I just got to get going with Obama, just like they're going with Trump.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Buzz Aldrin, one of the first two Americans to land on the surface of the moon. I've just finished a wonderful interview with Stu, and you can find further details on his website. Look things up and help celebrate the Golden Apollo legacy.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you.
All right, I talked about Obama not reading the Constitution. I mean, he taught constitutional law. I mean, he was the, I mean, for those who can't see through things, and a lot of them are out there, and I mean, I've dealt with this kind of stuff my whole life, so I'm fairly perceptive in judging people. He never understood the notion of self-governance on why America was founded. His views are just radically different. He's outside the mainstream. This is why he gave us government-run Obamacare. It's just a kind of a substitution name for socialized medicine and rationed health care. How can you do that? If you can give people the same treatment without depriving them of their individuality and their ability to make choices, why not do it? Obama called it the Affordable Care Act. Right. Here's a name. Let's stick by it. If it's so affordable, why does the federal government have to mandate everyone buy it? Think about it. If you listen to what went on in Poland and other Eastern European countries from which you had such disdain, they would have happily explained it to you. Socialism doesn't work. It never worked. It won't work. Obama is gone now, or is he? And Trump is legitimately trying to dismantle his doctrine. And boy, I'll tell you, Trump is finding out this is not easy. Because the support here from subversive forces and a fifth column and a shadow government and a group bent on globalization, extreme socialism, they're fighting tooth and nail. And that's why we've got World War III right here, in a way, where we're fighting ourselves. And we had a joint effort on what's doing right for the American people. And it doesn't mean that there won't be legitimate differences between party ideology. This country would be shining brightly again. So Trump has been traveling around the world preaching, we're going to work together, you stand with us in solidarity, America's going to be number one again, and by and large, everyone accepts it. I don't care that he's not that articulate, he doesn't have a great vocabulary. It doesn't matter, it's what you do, not what you say, or even how you say it. If Poland could prevail, they could prevail, we can prevail. See, all of this was just too much for Obama to digest. solutions of most of the problems are going to come from Obamacare. You know why we became great? It's not because of the bureaucracy, the regulations. The people were able to go after their own dreams. Barack Obama wanted to take that away, and that includes his prejudice against blacks. Just become a servant of the state. My late friend Maury, who died, I have to believe, 20 years ago, said, kid, he said, I'm telling you, eventually we're all going to become wards of the state. Oh, I wish Maury were alive so he could see how many things turned out the way he predicted them. He was years ahead of his time. So, at a meeting in 2016, I want to get to Donald Trump Jr. now. As Trump came back to Washington on Saturday, and the New York Times, oh, you can trust them, previously reported about an undisclosed meeting last year at Trump Tower between Donald Trump Jr. and a lawyer with ties to the Kremlin. See, here's where it gets kind of sticky. The cover-ups, the lies. Even if it's over nothing, boy, they'll nail you on it. But how about Clinton meeting on the tarmac with Loretta Lynch, talking about golf, which he never plays, and he didn't play when he was out there, and their grandchildren. She doesn't have any grandchildren. That was a half-hour conversation. You got to be deaf, dumb, blind, and stupid to buy into that. Oh, yeah, it's going to be investigated. It's going to be investigated by Robert Mueller. Say whatever you want about him being decent and honorable. They said it about James Comey, and he turned out to be scum. Why is Mueller bringing in all Democrat lawyers and Democrat representatives to look at this case? You can answer the question. I don't want to condemn Mueller before it begins. It just seems to me that the handwriting is on the wall. So now we've got another huge scandal, and I don't know at what point we're really dealing with trouble. Not the collaboration so much between Trump and the Russians, but how does Donald Trump handle this thing with his son when his son said he'd get it on his own? You can't leave your son out to dry. I mean, some of these issues that he has to deal with every single day are just, they're grotesque. If he weren't such a fighter, he would have collapsed by now. And there was a Russian lawyer there. I can't think of her name. She was joined by Donald Jr. and Jared Kushner. Oh, boy, they got it. And Paul Manafort. You know the song? I See a Bad Moon Arising. I do, because Donald Trump Jr. changed his statement. And when he changed the statement to say he was there to talk about adoption, and he was let off to meet somebody, and he doesn't know why, and he brings Manafort and Jared Kushner along. I mean, I don't buy that. I don't care, but I don't buy it. And the reason he came out and changed the statement when he first said he had nothing to do with it and no ties is because I think the New York Times, all the trustworthy New York Times, had stories that would reveal the opposite. So when you know that's coming out, you're better off jumping the gun yourself. Donald Trump said the meeting originally was about discussions on a U.S. program for adoption of Russian children. But it's been discontinued. I mean, it's still not as bad as Clinton and Loretta Lynch talking about golf and their grandchildren. I don't subscribe to what Donald Trump Jr. has done. And I'd like to hear the defense before I sentence him. Jail for Donald Trump Jr. Sorry, here we go.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Tony Blankley, the Washington Times columnist. Listen to Stu Taylor, the smartest voice in Boston.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. I hate to leave you, but I really must say.
Laurie, that was sung by the Spaniels. I don't think you'd know that. You like that song?
I love that song.
Do you remember it?
Of course.
Oh, man. Anyway, someday we'll have to do a DJ show together, just you and I.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it would be fun. So all you have to do is find some advertisers. All right. So, so Donald Trump Jr. originally was tipped off that he's going to get information on Hillary Clinton. I mean, everybody's out there getting information on everyone. And that this Russian woman, this lawyer, had said that individuals connected to Russia were funding the Democrat National Committee and helping Hillary. There were no details offered. And Trump Jr. said it became clear there was no meaningful information. And that, of course, his father was unaware of the meeting. Now, isn't that... I don't know where I doubt whether he was unaware of it, but, you know, let me just say, they, and I'm sure there may be one or two, but I don't know if we could find them. They all lie. I mean, you have to come to reconcile to the fact that if you're in politics, you have to lie or not tell the truth. I'm just giving you a fact of life. And then hope. As has always been my rationale, that once you get into that position, you'll do everything you can to help the American people. And then I'll excuse it. Otherwise, there's no such thing as politics. So everybody here, all the never-Trumpers and opponents, the people who are filled with the hatred of Trump, immediately jumped on this story. Meanwhile, the FBI, in months and months and months, with four intelligence agencies involved, not 17, you see, everything has been exaggerated. What do you got, the CIA, the FBI? Name me 17 intelligence agencies. Nobody gets called on that. If I were doing an interview to one of those supporters of that team, I'd say, could you name me 12 of the 17 agencies? Very seldom does anybody get put on the hot spot, and when they do, they're very adept at changing the subject. So now Trump does his second trip, and, you know, half the people think it was great. I thought it was really good, and the other half, it was a disaster. But I'll tell you the ones who opposed it. Trump said he confronted Putin on the issue of hacking. Putin said he didn't. Trump never said he believed him. You see, Trump is being political. So other people back here are just bashing Trump for not going after Putin. When at least we have a court on an immediate partial ceasefire in Syria, and I'm making progress. What do you think would happen if you use diplomatic channels to confront Putin directly and to show everyone how tough you are? As a negotiator on a small-time basis, let me tell you, that's dumb. It's stupid. It accentuates the fuel of dissent between the two, and it also alienates the two countries. You can't afford to alienate every country. So those tough-talking people, you know, Obama was tough, wasn't he? About that red line and everything. He never held up anything. You go to create a relationship and find a common alliance that's to get a ceasefire in Syria and to finally defeat ISIS. Hey, wait a minute. Whatever happened to ISIS? They're disappearing. They've been lost the battle just yesterday or the day before in Mosul because Trump said he was going to wipe them out. And with combined forces, they are getting wiped out. They're underfunded. Their manpower is down. And Obama's favorite term to use with them was to contain them. Is anybody out there listening who had a different opinion than mine? And people are talking about Trump's tweets and all of this other stuff. I mean, he's not helping himself by doing it. But we're going to continue with this investigation. This will be a pickup of the same story with Mueller and his best friend Comey. How is it possible that Mueller could be handling this case? Jeff Sessions was forced to recuse himself. But nobody mentioned Mueller recusing himself. And the FBI hasn't uncovered any evidence of collusion. Nothing. But the investigations keep continuing, keep costing the American taxpayers. And this includes a Justice Department counsel that began in May. And still, Trump's trip was successful, although a lot of people will tell you it wasn't. He's no clown when he's on these trips. He's no braggadocio. He's learned how to, I wish he would act that way back here, but he doesn't. That speech in Warsaw, Poland was historic and talked about values of democracy and freedom, and it related it to Poland and the United States. Trump is doing a lot. And he's getting, by and large, very, very little credit because a lot of his adversaries, believe it or not, include the Republican Party. And people who say, hey, he hasn't accomplished anything yet. Every once in a while I have to do it. I'm not going to do it today. He has accomplished a great deal. Creating jobs, stifling illegal immigration by 70%. Look at the stock market. I love to say this. Hey, how you doing in the stock market, you people who hate Trump? Immigration. Now, with Hillary, you'd have 500,000 of these illegal immigrants coming through the United States, getting driver's license, EBT cards, and voting Democrat. Some people you just want to disappear forever, and Hillary's one of them. But she won't. And neither will Obama. And then you talk about the relationship of Trump that he built with the Chinese president. He's doing what he can to confront nuclear-armed and highly volatile North Korea after its test launch of a long-range missile supposedly capable of hitting Alaska. Very difficult to work with China. Comes back and people say, well, he didn't accomplish a darn thing. What do you think this is? Two kids playing in the schoolyard and the parents have them apologize? This is a process. And Trump, one by one, is living up to his campaign promises. I just wish he'd get going on the wall. I wish we'd get Obama repealed. I wish we would get these tax, and I guess it's going to come after the recess, these tax cuts for the middle class. And business tax cut from 35 to 15 or 20%. Oh, and by the way, it's also come out in the Trump administration that he's going to increase taxes on the rich. But how many times do you hear that? You don't hear it very much. All in all here, the deal, and yes, they're saying it's the quickest deal in American history, making fun of Trump. What would you expect in 2.5 hours? Detente, agreement, a new reset. Trump and Putin met for the first time. And by and large, he thought it was very successful. I don't know what went on behind closed doors. But compare this with Putin meeting with Obama. Obama was so hated. I wonder if he knew it.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658. And use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092.
That's 800-223-0092.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
Live stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Fox News Channel contributor and political strategist Dick Morris. You know, strategy is the key to success in politics and in business. So if you want to talk about business strategy and learn about it, tune in for Stu Taylor and his show Stu Taylor on Business.
Been talking about all the things Trump has accomplished. And what does the media go after? The collaboration with Russia. And as I said about 10 minutes ago, I don't even care if there was collaboration. You can't commit it. You can't compare it to the capital crimes committed by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And I mean, it's a fact. It's not even a theory. So you didn't expect Putin to come on and admit his denial that Russia was involved. So what's Trump supposed to do? Push him to the wall, create poor relations, and now we got to battle another country. If you're going to battle somebody like Grenada, like Reagan did. So everybody's saying, well, Trump accepted his denial. He actually didn't accept his denial. He just did it in a way that wasn't offensive. And I don't know what went on behind closed doors. And I'm very much for Putin working with Trump. How come the far left loved Putin before and now they hate him? Well, it's because the shoe was on the other foot, you see. It's just like they loved James. They hated James Comey one day, and then they loved him. Now they're defending him. They're a disgraceful lot, along with a number of Republicans. I'm so sick of looking at Lindsey Graham and his boyfriend, John McCain. So sick of looking at these people, Marco Rubio. I still love Ted Cruz, and he's back there, and he's hopefully being a major player in the background. Then a question came up about the Russian interference on the presidential election. Putin denied it. Well, how can you deny that, President Putin? Because I deny it. It never happened. Show me the proof. You know, I'm getting ticked off, President Trump, that you keep bringing it up. Let's cease any hope for a relationship here. Kenny Rogers said, holding the deck of cards, there's a time to show and a time to hold. So I tell you, I have sympathy for the jobs that Rance Priebus and others have in the administration, for having to explain Kellyanne Conway, the whole group, for having to try to explain Trump's motives when The degree of unpredictability is there, and I never said it wasn't. I think he'd be a tough guy to work for, unless you're General Mattis. And so Priebus came out and said, and I quote, "It's not true. The president absolutely did not believe the denial of President Putin." This he told, if you watch Fox Sunday, that's what he said. But people have a way of twisting words. You know who's really good at this? That little dwarf annoyance, that little jellyfish. Chuck Todd on Meet the Press. I've gotten so I'm having trouble watching Meet the Press. So Trump made a legitimate statement. Why can't other countries be involved? And nobody's saying Russia didn't meddle. We didn't meddle, you did meddle. You did meddle, you didn't meddle, you did meddle. But this meddling can come from somewhere other than organized government with our new capabilities of hacking. But the most prominent meddling was hacking really into the emails at the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton's campaign. There was embarrassing information. And all you have to do is look at John Podesta as an example of corruption. There hasn't been any evidence that the effects impacted the outcome of the election on the hacking. But Democrats have pointed to Russian interference to delegitimize Trump's presidency. Even some Republicans fear that Trump has a blind spot when it comes to Russia. If the Republicans think he has as well as North Korea and the Islamic State, where he's taken tough stances, they're not happy about that either. What a bunch of jellyfish. It doesn't matter to have a majority in the House, Senate, and in the presidential Oval Office. I wish I could vote for only about four or five people in a rerun for the Republican Congress. But what could replace them? Remember, there's always somebody who could replace somebody, and the person replacing them is worse. Muammar Gaddafi. That has become, and thank you, Hillary. Thank you, Madam Secretary, for creating that station, for turning it over from someone who gave up nuclear weapons because he decided it was the smart thing to do with America, and now replacing it with Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Another brilliant move. Another person I just wish would stop getting on television because I could slap him in the face is Adam Schiff. His comment was, "We might as well just mail our ballot boxes to Moscow." Incendiary. This is all incendiary. As opposed to someone sitting down and saying, "Let's work together." That's not a reality in Washington. Trump has made a couple of attempts here, working together on ISIS and getting a ceasefire in Syria. Pretty good major accomplishment, but it's just not going to go right. All right, I want to thank everyone for listening. This is Steve Taylor. See you tomorrow.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.